Okay, so we are back on the show and we've had a couple of things already during the show and now we're going to have some more. I'd first like to welcome my guests. Now we have guest one. Can you please check your mic, sir?
Hello, hello.
Yes. Can you hear him, Jackie?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So we shall now leave the introductions to themselves. Ha ha ha. You have to introduce yourself for the video. But yeah, it's all about this magazine called IMI, and there are some, is it? Yeah. So I don't want to look like a fool after the show, before the show even right now, with this stupid expression on my face, but we will get to the point and talk about exactly what we need to zero in on. And the two people we have in the studio today are...
Well, I'm Jackie, and I'm part of an anti-war, anti-militarist research organization, like group association. We are called Center for Information on Militarization, IMI, Informationsstelle Militarisierung. Uh-huh. And every 2 months, we publish a magazine, which is called Ausdruck.
Okay.
And I'm here because I would like to talk about Rheinmetall, which is one of the biggest arms producers in Germany. And in the last edition, we had a piece on them, on Rheinmetall. And it's actually quite interesting to talk about them right now, because on Friday, there will be an action day against Rheinmetall in Kassel.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is most welcome to come and join the protest. And we will try to block war on Friday, 21st of September.
Love the way you get straight to the point, Jackie. Good one there. But yeah, let's spread the topic out, really, you know, because there are some people who are listening to us and... I'm sure we don't really want to offend anybody at the end of the day. We may want to kill someone, but then we'll need these weapons agency. But yeah, let's break it down to exactly what we are talking about. So there are two things going to be spoken about here. One being this particular topic that you've just mentioned, because I can't really pronounce the name. Rheinmetall?
Yes. Rheinmetall. Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And the next thing is another demonstration. Now, what happens? Is it a demonstration?
Well, in part it is. It's called the Hambacher Forst, in English, Hambach Forest. And yeah, there are currently demonstrations taking place right there. But they already started a few days ago, or in fact, even a few years ago, because this is a forest occupation against another big enterprise operating in Germany, which is called RWE, and it's an energy provider, and they have a big coal mine, which is spreading year by year. And for that, this forest has to vanish in their eyes, and people who are concerned of climate and forests are against this, and so they occupied this forest, and they are not currently fighting off the eviction. This is the key point.
So, okay, like for some newcomer like me to come into the situation where there are demonstrations as part of a democratic process is what it's supposed to be looked at as, at least. I want to see that I don't get arrested. So I already figured out the backdoor entry first. I figured out there's something called the Rote Cross. Is something like that?
Rote Hilfe.
Yeah. So this is what I was told about demonstrations. If you ever go there and get arrested for whatever reason, and you can get arrested at any reason, then...
If they wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you basically do. So if you have to keep everything very nice and fair, it's a bit of an uphill task. And one of these uphill tasks is speaking with the corporates, which doesn't really happen without the third mean. So we have to have the demonstrations. And that's how the democratic process works. So let's figure out, what are we doing at this demonstration? We already know. If you get arrested at the demonstration, you know what to do. But what are we doing at this demonstration? What exactly is this all about? Is what we would like to know. So let's start with this weapon one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Jackie.
Well, as you've said, demonstrations are part of a vivid democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So is civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see that there is a process that is harmful for so many people worldwide. Mm-hmm. And there are no democratic means that you can use to stop that process. You actually do have the right to use civil disobedience. And it's not just a right that that you have. Mm-hmm. It can also turn into an obligation. So there is, for example, Bertolt Brecht, a famous German poet, mm-hmm. who once said the phrase that when wenn Recht zu Unrecht wird, wird Widerstand zur Pflicht. When the law turns into injustice, resistance becomes your obligation. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at the current legal situation in Germany, where big arms producers have the possibility to ignore the export regulations, mm-hmm. like there are export regulations, and like Germany is not allowed to sell weapons into into conflict zones. But what happened,
by
for example,
which law? Why are they not allowed to sell weapons?
It's a regulation. There is a special institution that decides and creates these regulations, and their meetings are secret.
Okay.
And it's not so easy to get information on what exactly is being discussed. Afterwards, you can do a parliamentary inquiry to find out some more information about arms deals. But often the government evades does not want to give that information and says that it's not obliged to give that information, or that it serves the national security not to say that, or like for the international market competition that it's the responsibility of the enterprise, etc., etc. There are many ways of evading these regulations.
Of course, I don't mean to interrupt you really, but I'm just trying to get in the point right there where you are. The point is also not to spread panic, probably, you know. Because there is a matter of sensitive information being going out there. And there are many people who are listening to us. Like, come on, like, you know, there are some nice people who listen to us and can take things with a pinch of salt. But there are some people who would actually press panic button, you know. Like right now, I already know, some people of my family are already running to the Christ Bonus car to get a 20 euro bus ticket. Like, you know, I've just said this and they're already doing it, you know. like we believe in casual things. Just to get the whole score right, the point of what we are saying is there is a company.
Mm.
And that company has the potential to be in the weapons circuit, which is definitely not good for any of us. Okay, there's a bottom line on that one. War is not good. Peace is good. We don't need any more trouble. Okay, we could play a Bob Marley song here, but we'll just say this instead. Having said that, now let's get to the practical point of what you're saying. You're saying there is this company and you wish to make a point with this company to say, hey, stop this.
Yes, and so resistance against this specific company has been increasing over the last years because it's the biggest arms producer that has its main headquarter in Germany, mm-hmm. of the German arms producers.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more than 23,000 people working for that company in 117 different locations worldwide.
Okay.
And they produce munition, they produce reconnaissance technologies, like spyware being used by different governments and dictatorships. And they also produce tanks, they produce radar systems that are being used along various militarized borders.
Okay.
And so like they're doing things that affect really thousands, if not million, people worldwide, and the resistance against them has increased over the last years. For once, because they're producing bombs that are being used in the war on Yemen, and where you have like 7 million people on the brink of starvation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have more than 22 million people in urgent need of humanitarian assistance out of 28 million people living there.
Mm-hmm.
And half of those are children. So it's like the biggest humanitarian crisis the world has seen over the last 50 years.
So this is another way of trying to disorient this crisis or disable this whole situation, because it looks like the political situation is in a stalemate. And action on ground doesn't seem to move as fast as it does. So the point I'm seeing here is you're basically having a demonstration against this company to let this company open its eyes to the fact that, hey, look, at some point, Germany and Deutschland has taken a decision not to forward the arms situation. And as such, maybe reducing this or going in the reverse direction would help. Is that it?
Yeah, it's more than that. It's we also need to know. So this company is quite old. It has existed like even before the First World War, and it grew big during World War One and World War Two, also by using forced labor. And after both of these world wars, they were actually forced to change their production to civil production. So they switched from producing munition and bombs to producing, how do you call them, typewriters?
Mm-hmm.
Typewriters, or producing trains, or producing all different kinds of things that have to do with metal.
Mm-hmm.
And but shortly after that conversion to civil production, they were able to switch back again. But the point is, it is possible to switch to civil production.
Uh-huh.
And it's even better for the economy. It's just in the interest of the German politics to have an independent arms-producing sector that allows the German military to have their own technology that is advanced, more advanced than the others. So it's not really about economics in that point. That's not an excuse. That's mm-hmm. valid. It's more that it's in their interest, in order to be one of the hegemonic powers, to have an independent arm producing sector and to lead in these sectors. And so we don't want any arms production in Germany. And Kassel is a city where there are several where the security industry is quite present. And what this group of people who are organizing this protest are saying is, we don't want to allow arms to be produced in our city, arms that are then being exported to Turkey to attack northern Syria, Afrin. There they use Leopard 2 tanks produced by Rheinmetall. We do not want to have Rheinmetall bombs raining on Yemen. We do not want to have a militarized border surveillance that has deadly consequences for people around the world. We want that our city is a city for peace, and it happens in our neighborhood, so we are responsible for that, because we can either allow it or we can block it. And they say it's time to block it.
Well, so these guys are a corporate and they are related with money. So good point is, the alternative can be metal. Yeah, super. Now, well, you see, we don't really want to go hammer and tongs on what's the name of the company again? Rheinmetall.
Rheinmetall, yeah.
Yeah. Like, first of all, I didn't want to bring out their name too much. Secondly, I mean, they don't really need the publicity, you know. Secondly, the other point is, where is this information coming from? Let's be very clear about this thing. Where is this information that you're just telling us about Rheinmetall coming from? I mean, just for our readers to understand, you know, because we just need to let them know, okay, it's just not the people from IMI coming and saying this, this and that. You'll have a magazine, it's definitely the thing, but if you can give us a little bit of a background info on that.
Well, most of the information is actually taken from the website of Rheinmetall itself.
Okay.
Because they're proud of their products, and uh-huh. they do lots of advertisement of their products. So all you have to do is to go through their advertisement, through their own publications, and the part on the development of the company, it's all you can all look it up on the website of Rheinmetall, where they have a section that's called History of Rheinmetall.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a very long summary, very praising summary of their history, and
as weapon experts.
Yes, and okay. There they also talk about the forced labor. There they are not praising that they have used that and benefited financially off of it, but they have to say it because it's a known fact, and they can't hide that fact. That would like damage their credibility. They're forced to say that. And the rest, you can find it also in parliamentary inquiries when you search for Rheinmetall. And the information for the protest, you can find it by looking up Block War Kassel. They have a website, a blog. And tonight in Kassel, there is a preparation meeting for the action. And the action will start early in the morning on Friday. And as I've said, everyone is welcome. And for more information, just look up Block War Kassel.
Super. So first thing is, don't just listen to us. Okay, do your own research. We guys are coming from Newcomer News and all that. And yes, we have a responsibility to giving you some very clear news, which you've just given. And Jackie has been very gracious in telling you exactly where this content is located on the internet. So please look into it yourself as well if you would like to be part of this. Because the point that I see here is, when it comes to corporates, they have this thing with money. You've given them an alternative. They can choose to change what they are producing into something else. But when it comes to civilians, it's got to do with peace. So, I mean, excuse me, your money, your weapons and all these things you need to do at your corporate level to make your money and profits is fine. But if it's my city, I don't want something to be produced in my city, which makes a huge disastrous effect all over the world, I guess. And in important places that we've just that heard you speak about. So, all in all, this is something that we need to be aware of. And we can choose to either be part of this demonstration or not if we have to. But what are your final words on this?
Well, I would say that I think living in Germany, and especially when you have privileges, if you have like a legal status here, and when you're interested in these topics, you can find arm-producing companies almost everywhere. And I think it's important to check out what companies you have in your own environment. And I'm sure you will always find some other people who would like to join and to protest against it. I think in these days where the militarization in Europe is increasing sharply, and also the militarization of border surveillance, I think we should all take care of our neighborhood and clean up.
Good point. I mean, absolutely good point. We should go up to this from this cleaning point onto the next one. Do you think so, Jackie? Do you think this is good enough, what we've said? Do you think we should speak something more?
Yeah, I think I would like to hear something about Hambacher Forst.
Aha. Uh-huh.